Every year, cardiovascular surgeons at Mayo perform more than 200 heart surgeries using minimally invasive techniques. A groundbreaking procedure, Mayo Clinic is one of only a few centers in the United States experienced in performing minimally invasive heart surgery in children. Dr. Burkhart, a cardiac surgeon at Mayo Clinic, explains how minimally invasive surgery has many advantages over a traditional open heart surgery.
Patients tend to have less pain, therefore they get back to their work and their daily life a lot quicker. When we do a traditional operation through the front, dividing the sternum, often people do not go back to work before 4 to 6 weeks have passed to recover. With the minimal invasive surgery, we have patients that go back as early as 2 weeks after heart surgery. Another advantage is that they tend to stay in the hospital a lot shorter after minimally invasive heart surgery. After our robotic procedures, patients have stayed on average in the hospital 3 nights and then have gone home.
Clearly, advances in technology have improved what it means to undergo heart surgery. However, minimally invasive surgeries are only appropriate for certain conditions.
Currently, we're using minimally invasive techniques for a wide range of cardiac operations. The most common are a mitral valve repair or replacement or closing a hole in the heart. And other operations we performed have been on other valves in the heart, like the tricuspid valve, as well as the aortic valve. And there are other unique congenital anomalies that we're able to do minimally invasive heart surgery for as well.
If you or your loved one is to undergo heart surgery, be sure to ask the following questions to determine if you're a candidate for minimally invasive heart surgery.
The main questions are they haven't had heart surgery before because reoperative surgery is typically not performed minimally invasive because of the scarring. In addition, we need to make sure that their heart is in reasonable shape and could undergo a heart operation. They'd be cleared for heart surgery. There are certain patients who have too much coronary artery disease that they're best suited for a traditional operation, and that would exclude them from a minimally invasive approach. But other than that, the majority of patients we see are candidates for minimally invasive surgery.
For a free healthy heart screening or the opportunity to speak with a Mayo Clinic expert, stop by the Mayo Clinic kiosk on the main concourse behind home plate at this Saturday's game or the game next Thursday, May 27th.